Hi, I'm Becky Linarucci. I'm a program manager on the Azure Application Insights team. We all want to make sure our web apps are reliable, fast, and that they meet the need of our users. If you're running a modern web service, you have to know that it's performing well all the time. The reliability and performance of your web apps are critical to the success of your business. If your application goes down or has problems, you need to know immediately, and you need to diagnose the problems and fix it as soon as possible, preferably before too many of your users notice. Azure Application Insights is an intelligent application performance management solution that provides you with the tools to detect, triage, and diagnose issues with your web apps so that you can fix issues fast, minimize bad impact, and keep your customers happy. In this video, I will provide an in-depth overview of application performance management using Application Insights. Then we'll explore the Azure portal and finally review the resources to get you started today. Sometimes undesired behavior occurs. Being able to detect problems in your service quickly is necessary for modern applications. Application Insights has multiple tools to help you catch these problems. Smart Detection automatically detects abnormal patterns in your Application Insights telemetry. Your application telemetry will be automatically analyzed every day using machine learning algorithms. If an anomaly occurs, you will be notified. Another way to detect issues is to create customized dashboards for your application. With your dashboards, you can bring together the charts that are most important to you across all your Azure resources. Lastly, when you deploy a new version of your web app, you want to know immediately its effect on performance. You can watch live metrics and Application Insights with your deployments as happening, and you'll see the effect immediately. If there are problems, you could go back out of the deployment before too many users are affected. After detecting the problem, it is important to understand the severity of an issue. Should we call out the team at midnight, or can it be left until the next convenient gap in the backlog? Application Insights helps you triage the severity using Application Map to see real user impact. Application Map is a visual layout of the dependency relationships of your application components. Each component shows key performance indicators, such as load, performance, failures, and alerts. You can click through from any component to more detailed diagnostics, including charts showing real user impact. After determining the severity, we need to find out the root cause of our problem. Before you start tracing through the code, you should have a rough idea of why, where, and when the issue is occurring. Viewing your exception details, performance issues, dependency failures, and Azure role lifecycle issues with Application Insights will help you triage the problem. After detecting, triaging, and diagnosing your issue, you can operationalize on this process by setting up alerts based on metrics, traces, or events data with webhook support. Metric alerts tell you when any metric crosses a threshold value for some period, such as response times, exception counts, CPU usage, or page views. Now let's dive in. Here I have an alert open from Application Insights that I recently received. This is a machine learning generated alert that identified an anomaly in my application data. We can see that my failure rate is typically under 20%, but in this time range, it was almost at 40%. Thankfully, it hasn't impacted too many users yet. In this alert, we can see the response code, exception message, and dependencies called. All right, this looks serious enough to diagnose further. I'll go to my Azure dashboard. We're looking at a dashboard that I customized to show some key charts for our web application. This dashboard has telemetry from Application Insights, including availability test, server performance, client-side performance, metrics from Azure Monitor, and charts based off analytics queries. In order to see if this problem is still occurring, I'll check out my live metric stream to get a real-time view of my application health. I can see incoming requests, outgoing requests, dependency, CPU, and memory health, and live failures with details. Here I can see some of the requests are still failing in real time. Let's figure out what's going on by going back to our dashboard and visiting the application map. Application map is a visual layout of the dependency relationships of your application components. That is, databases or other components that your app calls through REST APIs. This dependency map is worked out automatically from the telemetry coming from your app. And by the way, you get this out of the box without writing a single line of code. Each node in the map has relevant performance indicators, such as the load, performance, and failure rates for that component. Just like in the email alert, we see that there is a SQL problem. I can see there are 0.2% failures coming up in the SQL database, and my account table is unhealthy. So I know that I have to debug into the SQL layer, and I can do so by clicking and expanding on that component. The top SQL database is where our failures are occurring. So let's debug further by clicking See Failed Calls. Here I can see a count of failed and total dependency calls made. I'll click on the failed calls to see each individual instance of that failure. Clicking on any instance will give us more details on what went wrong. I can see the error message and the SQL commands that generated the failure. Now I want to see where in my code this happened, so I can go ahead and fix the problem. To do so, I can view the server-side request where the problem occurred. Here we can see the exception message and all the calls to remote dependencies. We can view the calls to dependencies as a timeline and see that most of my dependencies succeeded. But the last one in the stack failed. Now I want to see the call stack when this happened, so I'll click on the exception. And if I open this in Visual Studio, I could click on this call stack and it would take me straight to the line of code where the exception was thrown. Now that we have an idea of why, where, and when the issue is occurring, we can create a work item in Visual Studio Team Services or GitHub so our team can work on this issue and deploy a fix. And that wraps up how to use Application Insights for application performance management. Please see these resources for more information and our other Connect videos. I hope it helps you build and sustain reliable applications that perform well. Thanks for watching.